So the words of Psalm 50 and verse 23 begin, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." Obviously, we're focusing on that first clause this evening, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." Thinking again about Thanksgiving's object as being our God, we come in the words of this text to Thanksgiving's essential character. And I want just to speak for a few minutes upon that theme as we bring our service toward its close. I've mentioned quite a bit lately, and as our brother Calvin said earlier, I'm going to continue to mention it because it's an idea that has really taken my mind. We cannot add anything to God. When we speak about bringing glory to God or bringing honor to God, it's important for us to recognize God cannot be any more glorious than He is. He is perfectly glorious. He is perfectly honorable. But Thomas Watson, in commenting upon this particular clause, said, "Though nothing can add the least cubit to God's essential glory, yet praise exalts Him in the eyes of others. So the bringing of thanksgiving unto God is really designed for a context such as ours this evening, because everything we say in praise to God exalts Him in the eyes of others." In this text this evening, there are three basic thoughts that I want you to consider, and they are keyed to the words of this brief statement. First of all, notice the wideness of the appeal. Whoso? Whoso? That is, there's no limitation here. Anyone may come and offer this praise unto the Lord. Regardless of age, regardless of experience, anyone can offer that praise. So whatever your circumstance is this evening, you are included in our text. Whoso? You can think about those who have read the scriptures a lot and have learned a lot of theology. You can think about others who know very little, whose knowledge of these things is very basic and very rudimentary. This text applies to them all. Whoso offereth praise. So regardless of your level of experience, regardless of your age, regardless of the amount of time you have spent in the reading of God's Word, whoever you are, if you come to offer praise, this text applies to you. There's the wideness of the appeal. And then the wealth of the worship. Because this is a text about worship. Offereth. Offereth. Notice, first of all, it's in the present tense. That indicates that this is the custom, the habit, the practice of life. You offer praise. So we don't come just to offer praise on this occasion of the year when we gather for the Thanksgiving service. We offer praise, and this language here in our text is the language of sacrifice. To offer thanksgiving is to make a sacrifice unto God. And we are reminded that the people of Israel, when they brought sacrifices, what they did was they were bringing one of their animals that was going to be killed. One of the animals that they would need for their operation of their household was going to be killed. So it cost them something. David, when he was making arrangements for the site that would become the site of the temple, the threshing floor of Araunah. He said, as the man said, "I'll give it to you." David said, "I'm not going to make an offering to the Lord of that which cost me nothing." So this offering is the language of sacrifice. It costs us something. If you turn to the New Testament, to the Epistle to the Hebrews, very famous words in the 13th chapter of Hebrews. We read, beginning at verse 10, "We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach." So the whole context here is the language of sacrifice, the language of identifying with Christ. Verse 14, "For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, that is by Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, on an ongoing basis, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." The sacrifice of praise. So the use of this language suggests that thanksgiving is that which costs us something. It is the admission that we are before God, and that all that the blessings that we rehearse are the result of God's activity, that they have that nothing to do with us or what we have been able to do. So the wealth of the worship is that there is an offering. That's why we emphasize the giving of tithes and offerings as part of our worship, because we need to have reinforced in our minds that we offer something unto God. We give something unto God. So in our thanksgiving, we give something unto God. And then the third word is the word of the sacrifice. "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." Whoso offereth praise, that is, this praise is again not some bringing and adding on to God's glory. But as Watson says again in commenting upon this text, praise is a setting forth of God's honor, a lifting up of his name, a displaying the trophy of his goodness. The people in Liberia are fond of saying, "God is good all the time. All the time, God is good." So we proclaim his goodness. We proclaim his excellency, a spreading his renown, a breaking open the box of ointment whereby the subject, the sweet savor and perfume of God's name is sent abroad into the world. So when we offer this praise, we exalt him. "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." We exalt him not in the sense that we take him from a lower place and put him to a higher place, but in the sense of announcing to everybody how excellent is our God. And this is the theme that we ought to be pursuing as we come to give thanks. How excellent is our God? We read in the Psalms, I think it's the 8th Psalm, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. There is an excellence about God, so that those who are following God, they are aspiring to that standard, because ultimately they will reach that standard. Ultimately, they will achieve that excellence when they are with Christ forever. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So the context suggests that the proper attitude of thanksgiving is part of that sanctification in our lives, that ordering of our lives, ordering of our conversations aright, that lead us to a greater understanding of the salvation of God. Let us, in this Thanksgiving season, offer praise to the Lord, for in doing so, we declare His excellence. We declare His majesty. And that becomes the basis on which we can continue to serve Him in this world.